Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
New figures out this morning show Oland College in Needham is hemorrhaging money because of high operating costs and a diminishing endowment. Financial records obtained by the New England Center for Investigative Reporting found the private engineering school ran a $100 million deficit between 2009 and 2011 and has also taken a hit to its endowment. Added up, each year the school is losing nearly $130,000 per student. Yet at the same time, Oland College is having success in another area where other schools have struggled. A study 3 years ago by the American Society for Engineering Education found women account for only 18% of the undergraduate engineering students in the country. At UMass Amherst, the number is just 16%. But at Oland College, women are actually in the majority. WBUR's Fred Tice has that story.
Kelly Kennedy liked physics and math when she was growing up, but she found out that was not the case with a lot of her classmates.
For some reason, a lot of girls don't take the AP physics classes or AP calc classes, and more guys do.
Kennedy just graduated from UMass Amherst College of Engineering with a bachelor's in mechanical engineering, an especially unusual field for women.
A lot of guys will become interested in cars, and then, you know, someone will tell them, oh, you should be an engineer, and then you can design the cars. But I think as girls, we don't get that as much.
And it's not just mechanical engineering. It's engineering in general. That's something Yevgenia Zastavkar spends a lot of time thinking about.
Culturally, we tend to think that engineering is not for women. Engineering is mostly for men.
Zastavkar is associate professor of physics at Oland College of Engineering, a small school in Needham with fewer than 400 students, founded in 1997. At Oland, women actually make up a slight majority of the student body. And from its beginning, the college wanted to attract more women to engineering. Oland's president, Rick Miller, says the way engineering colleges teach engineering turns women and other students away who might otherwise be great engineers. He views engineering as a performing art, but he compares the way most schools teach it to what would happen at a music school where students don't touch instruments until their senior year.
You'd be talking about point and counterpoint, harmony and melody and tempo and all of the things that are behind the structure of the way music is created. And in the fourth year, if you're still here, we'll ask you to play a scale on a real violin, and then we'll give you a music degree.
When those freshman, sophomore, and engineering courses are centered on theory and math and problem sets, they can be daunting. And Caitlin Butler, assistant professor of civil and environmental engineering, says women often respond differently than men to the grades they get in those courses.
I think there's a confidence issue, and I think there's kind of a gender gap there. So when a male student gets their first test back and they get, you know, a less than perfect grade on it, they're like, all right, I passed. I survived, I did all right. And then a girl may say, I didn't do so well on this, I'm not cut out for it.
Butler is discussing this with women colleagues at UMass, including Shelley Payton, an assistant professor of chemical engineering. She points to a feedback loop that also keeps women from studying engineering.
Girls get a little frustrated when there's only 10 girls in that class of 70. Right.
Yeah.
And I think that leads into this confidence issue,
yeah,
too. Wow, I am kind of alone here.
Yeah, maybe I'm not good enough.
Right.
And professors and students report that men don't make it easy for women in their classes. Just listen to Paula Santiago. She's now pursuing a master's in engineering management at UMass, where she also studied engineering as an undergraduate.
There's a lot of stereotypes. I was in a lab a couple hours ago, and the way men talk about women sometimes is like they're lesser, or like they might not make the best conclusions. They're like more dominated by their emotions than their brains. I think women are generally scared maybe of the field. And so they feel maybe go to an easier field.
The director of diversity programs at the UMass Amherst College of Engineering, Paula Sturdivant-Rees, says to get more women involved in engineering, you have to begin early.
Some studies are showing that as early as fifth grade, girls have decided whether they feel that they can do math or not. And so if you don't intervene then and show them different ways math is used and why math is a tool that's really cool and really fun, you risk even losing them as early as fifth and sixth grade.
Olin College has demonstrated that it can attract women to engineering. Yevgenia Sastavkar says, in part, it's because it's redefined engineering.
It's about us. It's about humans. It's about what we as humans need and how we can better our lives. And if we understand engineering in that way, we probably will attract more women. But it needs to start very early.
And students at Olin learn in a way many academics say is especially attractive to women.
One of the ways that we are experimenting with is so-called project-based learning. It allows students to be autonomous learners. We ask them to develop their own goals and move toward those goals.
You can see that in the mandatory sophomore year class, User-Oriented Collaborative Design. This is a multicolored classroom. Students' post-it notes are all over the walls. And the cacophony you're hearing is not the students coming into class, it is the class.
For me, the reason that I chose Olin was I really sort of like the way they've sort of, you know, said an engineering education doesn't have to be sitting in a classroom and being lectured at for the most part.
Sophia Seitz's team is trying to come up with technology that would help medical providers who volunteer abroad.
We're doing engineering because it's about people, with people, and not in spite of people.
Associate Professor of Design and Engineering Benjamin Linder teaches the design course.
They start with a group of people and they end with a proposal for a product or service, something that would add value to their lives.
At UMass Amherst, Paula Sturdivant-Rees points out another reason women don't study engineering. Women just don't see that many women engineers.
Careers in law and medicine are much more tangible to them. There's more role models out there.
But Olin College is successful at attracting women because from its beginning, its freshman class was half women. In recent years, the Massachusetts Institute of Technology has had similar success. Women now make up 42% of engineering undergraduates at MIT. At UMass Amherst, Shelley Payton points out, it's not so easy.
At a private school, you have a lot more control over your admissions. So you can diversify your class on purpose. Unfortunately, UMass admissions controls that, and they're trying to get the best kids. And I think that that split is about 50-50, but they're not really controlling for how many of those women are going into engineering versus
business,
English majors.
So the biggest factor in attracting women to engineering may be simply to create a climate where half your students are already women. Easy to do for private colleges, not so easy for public universities. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Tice.